a staggering 7.72 crore active Kisan credit card accounts, carrying a whopping 10.2 lakh rupees crore in outstanding credit. That's the scale of India's core farm credit instrument, which has been reworked to better serve the country's farmers. The recent revisions to the Kisan credit card scheme, announced in the Union Budget 2025-26, have raised the overall credit ceiling from 3 lakh rupees to 5 lakh rupees, while the Reserve Bank of India has increased the collateral-free short-term crop loan limit from 1.6 lakh rupees to 2 lakh rupees, effective 1st January 2025. These changes aim to update the scheme to reflect current input cost realities and extend its reach to small and marginal farmers, who constitute over 86% of India's farm households. But why do farmers need credit in the first place? Agriculture is a seasonal business with heavily front-loaded costs, requiring significant investments in seeds, fertilizers, pesticides, irrigation, diesel, hired labor, harvesting machinery, and post-harvest transport, all before a single rupee of income is earned. For small and marginal farmers, meeting these costs from savings is rarely possible, which is where the Kisan Credit Card Scheme comes in. Launched in 1998 on the recommendations of the R.V. Gupta Committee, with NABARD as the principal design authority, the scheme was created to replace informal financing with affordable institutional credit. So, how does the KCC system work? The scheme is a flexible cash credit facility, not a fixed-term loan, with a credit limit linked to land holding size, cropping pattern, and allied activity scale. Farmers can draw and repay multiple times within the sanctioned limit, with annual renewal rather than repeated fresh sanctioning, reducing the processing burden. The scheme also integrates with RuPay-enabled Kisan cards for ATM and point-of-sale access, covering crop production costs, post-harvest expenses, allied activity working capital, and short-term household maintenance linked to farming. The eligibility criteria for KCC have been progressively expanded over the years. Today, the following categories are eligible: owner-cultivators, tenant farmers, all-in lessees, and sharecroppers, as well as self-help groups and joint liability groups of farmers, dairy farmers, animal husbandry households, and fisheries workers. The inclusion of non-crop categories is significant, as it recognizes that rural livelihoods are rarely limited to crop farming alone. The revised KCC framework, introduced in 2020, strengthened the single-window design, expanded allied activity coverage, and enhanced digital delivery through core banking integration. The Atmanirbhar Bharat Saturation Drive, launched in 2020, aimed to enroll 2.5 crore new KCC holders and provide an emergency credit facility of 2 lakh rupees crore to support new and existing KCC accounts. The Kisan Rin Portal, launched in September 2023, provides a unified platform for credit application tracking, reduction of paper duplication, and improved monitoring of KCC enrollment targets. KCC is also linked to other key schemes, such as PM Kisan, which provides 6,000 rupees per year in direct income support to eligible farmer families, and PMFBY, the flagship crop insurance scheme, which is mandatory for loanee farmers under KCC for notified crops. However, despite its scale and reach, KCC still falls short in some areas, such as the exclusion of tenant farmers and women farmers without land titles, and the variability in branch processing speed and capacity. To make the scheme structurally more effective, 4 reforms are necessary: land record digitization and tenancy recognition, integration of KCC with digital crop and soil data, climate risk linkage, and post-harvest and value chain finance. The future of farm credit lies in inclusion and precision, not merely higher ceilings. Remember this number, 7.72 crore active KCC accounts, and note this carefully: the revised 5 lakh rupees ceiling and the increased collateral-free threshold of 2 lakh rupees. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The KCC scheme was launched in 1998 based on the R. V. Gupta Committee recommendations, with NABARD as the institutional designer. The revised KCC framework was introduced in 2020 with a major redesign and digital integration. The Kisan Rin portal was launched in September 2023, providing a unified platform for credit application tracking and improved monitoring of KCC enrollment targets. The overall KCC ceiling has been revised from 3 lakh rupees to 5 lakh rupees, and the collateral free crop loan limit has been increased from 1.6 lakh rupees to 2 lakh rupees, effective 1st January 2025. The short-term crop loan interest rate under the modified interest subvention scheme is 7% per annum, with a prompt repayment incentive of 3%, bringing the effective rate down to 4% per annum. The scheme has a massive scale, with 7.72 crore active accounts, 10.2 lakh rupees crore in outstanding credit, and 457 participating banks. The population dependent on agriculture is approximately 46.1%. The eligibility categories for KCC include owner cultivators, tenant farmers, oral lessees, sharecroppers, self-help groups, and joint liability groups of farmers, as well as dairy, animal husbandry, and fisheries workers. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Kisan Credit Card scheme is relevant to your prelims and mains exams, particularly in the context of agrarian distress and rural indebtedness, financial inclusion, and agricultural credit architecture. The scheme's features, such as the revised credit ceiling, collateral-free threshold, and interest subvention, are important to remember, as are the linkages with other schemes like PM Kisan and PMFBY. In conclusion, the Kisan Credit Card scheme is a vital instrument for India's farmers, providing them with access to affordable credit and helping to reduce their dependence on informal moneylenders. The recent revisions to the scheme aim to make it more effective and inclusive, but there is still more work to be done to address the structural gaps that persist. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember the significance of the Kisan Credit Card scheme in the context of India's agricultural sector and its impact on the lives of millions of farmers across the country.